इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे।
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे।
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद।
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद।
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद।
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद।
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare
Govani Hare Govinda, Govani Govinda,
Hare
Hare Govinda, 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 जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राज का चार्य स्तोत्र सते हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सहे चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वाम श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chaksharun Nirtam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत् कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरुं दीनतारिणं वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्वशे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं आराध्य भगवान् व्रजे शतनय तद्धाम वृंदावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेण वा कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरः न परः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर
श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Since the Lord is unlimited, His devotees are also unlimited. Their glories are also unlimited. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu exists eternally in the spiritual world in the Paravyoma Navadvip, the Navadvip that exists in the domain of the spiritual sky, and sometimes that same Navadvip manifests within the jurisdiction of the material world, but it is not actually the material world. It always remains the holy abode, and also his associates are eternally associates in that transcendental kingdom. It is not possible
we don't require sound systems and we are not dependent on electricity. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Natat bhasayate suryo no shashanko na pavakaha yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. In that supreme abode of mine, there is no need for sun and fire and electricity. Everything is self-effulgent, self-powered. So innumerable associates of the Lord, they reside in the spiritual kingdom, and they also descend with the Lord to participate in His pastimes. We have been discussing the glories and pastimes of some of these great exalted souls. Today we will talk about one great devotee who lived in the Grihastha ashram, but nonetheless is considered a very confidential associate, an antaranga bhakta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So would you like to make a guess who we are going to talk about? Advaitacharya. Anybody else? Srivas Thakur. Actually, we hear about them in their appearance and disappearance days. So we'll talk about Shivananda Sen. We don't hear much about some of these devotees. So Shivananda Sen was also a great associate, and in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 10th chapter, Kaviraj Goswami says, Shivananda Sena Prabhur Bhritya Antaranga Prabhusthane Jayate Shabalayena Jarasanga. Shivananda Sen, the 24th branch of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was an extremely confidential servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone who went to Jagannath Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya took shelter and guidance from Sri Shivananda Sen. Every year, he took a party of devotees from Bengal to Jagannath Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya. He maintained the entire party as they journeyed on the road. So here Kaviraj Goswami is referring to him as Prabhur Bhritya Antaranga. Antaranga means very intimate, confidential. So Shivananda Sen is one of those great devotees of the Lord who has set exemplary standards for devotional service even while being in the Grihastha Ashram. And we will see that his entire family was very devoted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in every way it was an exemplary family. This is ideal family life that Shivananda Sen led. He has played a significant role in Gaur Leela. And we also heard here that his principal service was actually to manage the pilgrimage that the devotees took from Bengal into Puri every year for 4 months when they would be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that Shivananda Sen was born in a village called Kumarhatta. Kumarhatta was the same village in which the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Ishwar Puri, was born. And that is the village where, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, he actually took the mud from that village. He scooped out some mud and he carried that mud with him, and every day he ate a few grains of that mud. Because that place was so holy. Why was it so holy? Because it was the appearance place of this spiritual master, Sripad Ishwar Puri. And then thereafter it became a custom that all the devotees following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would annually visit Kumarhatta on the disappearance day of Ishwar Puri Pad. And they would scoop out some mud from that place. And eventually it became like a lake, a huge pond, and that is called Chaitanya Duba. It is still there today. And Kumarhatta is also the place where some other great devotees of the Lord hailed from and resided even. Like, for example, Vasudev Datta, who was a brother of Mukunda Datta. Yesterday we were speaking a bit about Mukunda Datta. Also, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Srivas Thakur could not stay there. He could not bear to stay in Navadvip because he felt the presence of Mahaprabhu too much over there. And because the Lord was not physically present, so he felt that absence even more. So he left and he went to stay in Kumarhatta. And after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, in the course of his travels in Bengal, from Panihati he journeyed to Kumarhatta. He went to Srivas Thakur's house. And it is also mentioned that he went to Shivananda Sen's house and stayed there for 2 days. And then he went onwards to Vasudeva Datta's house. In this village, Kumarhatta, or nearby, Shivananda Sen established deities of Gaur Gopal, and it is said that he also established a temple of Krishna Rai. Rai means king. So in Bengal sometimes Mahaprabhu and Krishna are called as Gaur Rai or Krishna Rai or Sham Rai. These are wonderful names of the Supreme Lord. So the actual place where this temple is situated is Kanchrapada, which is only a short distance of 2 miles or so from Kumarhatta. It is said that Shivananda Sen took birth in a Vaidya family, in a family of physicians, in the physician caste. There is not much information given about his parentage, but there is some information given about his 3 sons, who were all great devotees. His wife was also a great devotee. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear some descriptions about his 3 sons. The eldest was called Chaitanya Das, the middle son was called Ramadas, and the youngest son was called Paramananda Das, who later on became very famous as Kavi Karnapur. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is some nice descriptions given by Kaviraj Goswami about Shivananda Sen and his family. And we can see how blessed he was to have such intimate association of Mahaprabhu and to get the blessings of the Lord.
So one time, Mahaprabhu was invited by the different devotees, and amongst them was Shivananda Sen's invitation. And Shivananda Sen's eldest son's name, as I said, was Chaitanya Das. And when Mahaprabhu had come to Shivananda Sen's house, Shivananda brought his son forward, who was still a young boy. And Mahaprabhu asked, "What is his name?" So Shivananda Sen said, "His name is Chaitanya Das." So he was named after whom? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu was a little embarrassed at that. And he said, "What kind of name have you given him? It's very difficult to understand." Shivananda Sen was also very intelligent. So he says, "He has a name that appeared to me from within." He didn't give any further explanations. He wasn't apologetic. And then he invited the Lord to accept prasadam. Shivananda Sen had brought some very costly remnants of Lord Jagannath's prasadam. And he brought it and offered it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sat down to accept the prasadam with his associates. Because of Shivananda Sen's great devotion and his glories, Mahaprabhu continued to eat. He ate more than his usual. And all kinds of prasadam that were brought to him, he honored. And because he ate more than necessary, the Lord's mind was somewhat dissatisfied. The next day, the same Chaitanya Das approached the Lord to invite him for prasadam again. And this time Chaitanya Das, being very intelligent, could understand what was in the Lord's mind. And therefore he arranged for different kinds of food. So what did he arrange for this time? Because it was a heavy meal the previous day, this time it was a light meal. So a light meal that would facilitate digestion. Dadhi lembu aga ara phula bada lavan samagri dekhiya prabhu prasanna hoilo man. He offered yogurt, limes, ginger, soft bada and salt. Seeing all these arrangements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. And he said, "This boy knows my mind. Prabhu kahe ei balak amar mato jane santushta hoilo ami ihar nimantrane." I'm very pleased with his invitation. Then after saying this, the Lord ate the rice mixed with yogurt and offered Chaitanya Das the remnants of his food. And in this way, he bestowed very special mercy upon young Chaitanya Das. This same Chaitanya Das, when he grew up, became a great scholar of Sanskrit. And he wrote a commentary on Bilwa Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. We briefly mentioned it when we were talking about Bilwa Mangal Thakur. So that is one among the famous books that he has written. So Chaitanya Das being favored, the other brothers were also not to be left behind. Ram Das, because he was also part of the family, was blessed. But in particular, the youngest child, whose name was Paramananda Das and was affectionately called Puri Das by the Lord, was given special mercy. Once again, when the devotees had come to Jagannath Puri and the Lord had arranged for the residential quarters for all of them, then Shivananda Sen once again introduced his three sons to Mahaprabhu. Because they were Shivananda Sen's sons, so the Lord showed great mercy to them. In other words, if there is someone who is a great devotee, and if there is someone who is connected to that devotee, then that person also becomes very dear to the Lord. Even if that person is not a devotee, but if that devotee has some affection for that person, or has some mercy for that person, then automatically the Lord's mercy is drawn. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the youngest son's name, and Shivananda Sen informed him that his name was Paramananda Das. Once before, when Shivananda Sen had visited the Lord at his residence, the Lord had asked him seen or being told by Shivananda Sen that his wife was pregnant and she was expecting a child, he said that when the son is born, you give him the name Puridas. Actually, his desire was to name him Paramananda Das, and Puridas was just a kind of a nickname that Mahaprabhu used to call the child by very fondly, almost to tease him. So at that time the son was in the womb of the mother, and by the time Shivananda Sen visited next, the child was born, and so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly called him Puridas. When Shivananda Sen brought the child in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the child crawled and actually began to put the Lord's toe into his mouth. So he actually began to suck the Lord's toe. And in this way he got exceptional mercy from the Lord. How many there have got that fortune to directly actually be able to contact the lotus feet of the Lord in this intimate way was possible for this young child, Puridas, and we can understand how much mercy the Lord showered upon him. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Shivanandir Bhagya Sindhu Kipaibe Para Jara Sabha Goshti Ke Prabhu Kohe Apanara. No one can cross over the ocean of Shivananda Sen's good fortune, for the Lord considered Shivananda's whole family as his own. So then the Lord ate his prasadam in the company of the other devotees, and he called his personal associate, his personal servant Govinda, and he gave him an instruction. And he said, Shivananda Prakriti Putra Yavata Ithai Amara Avashesha Patra Tarajanupai. So long as Shivananda Sen and his family are here, my avashesha, my remnants of prasadam should be given to them every day. So this was again very special mercy. And again, Puridas, as he grew up, once again was brought in front of Mahaprabhu by his father, Shivananda Sen. When Shivananda Sen brought his wife and younger son Puridas, he went to see Mahaprabhu as usual. He made his son Puridas offer respectful obeisances to the Lord. Again and again, Mahaprabhu asked the boy to chant the name of Krishna, but the boy would not utter the holy name. He would just keep his mouth closed. He would not even open it one bit. Mahaprabhu tried to persuade him, chant Krishna, chant Krishna's name. Then even Shivananda Sen tried. Then even Shivananda Sen tried his best to make this child chant Krishna's name, but with no success. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kohe ami nama jagate lalayu sthavare paryanta Krishna nama kohailu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have induced the whole world to take the holy name of Krishna. I have induced even the trees and immovable plants to chant the holy name. Ihare narino Krishna nama kohaite shuniya swarupa gosai lagila kahite. Although I have induced even the animals and the birds and the trees and plants to chant Hare Krishna, but I was unsuccessful with this young boy. So Swarup Damodar Goswami was standing close by. So he began to speak. Tumi Krishna nama mantra koila upadeshe mantra pana kara age nakara prakashe. My Lord, you have given him initiation into the name of Krishna, but after receiving the mantra, he will not express it in front of everyone, because the Guru mantra that is received is supposed to be kept very confidential. We were discussing it yesterday also in relationship to Vedadhar Pandit, that when he revealed that Guru Datta mantra, the mantra he had received from his Guru, to someone who was not qualified, then the mantra lost it,
its potency and had to be again taken from the Guru. But of course our system in the current times have changed slightly. We are initiated with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and the second initiation, which is actually, both the initiations are actually one, but Srila Prabhupada separated them. But the mantras that we receive at the second initiation are not to be publicly declared. So this boy had already been given the Krishna mantra by Mahaprabhu. So Swarup Damodar Goswami said, therefore he does not want to declare it publicly.
Mone mone jape mukhi na kore akhyana ehi ihad mano katha kori anumana.
This boy chants the mantra within his mind but does not say it aloud. That is his intention as far as I can guess. So Swarup Damodar Goswami was very intelligent. He understood what was going on in the mind of this boy. So Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear and to understand how developed this young boy's understanding was of spiritual matters. Another day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this boy when he came to visit him, he said, recite one verse, my dear Puridas.
Aradina kahin prabhu pada puridasa ei shloka korite ho korilo prakasha.
So Puridas, please chant one verse. And amazingly, in front of everyone on the spot, this young boy composed one verse. He was just a small boy, he was not educated, he was not trained in the art of composing poetry. But nevertheless, he just spontaneously came up with some glorification of Krishna.
Shravasoha kuvalayam makshnuranjanam uraso mahindramani dhama vrindavana ramaninam mandanam akhilam harir jayati.
Lord Krishna is just like a bluish lotus flower for the ears. He is ointment for the eyes, a necklace of Indraneel gems for the chest. Indraneel is their blue sapphire stones. A necklace of Indraneel gems for the chest, and universal ornaments for the gopi damsels of Vrindavan. Let that Lord Sri Hari Krishna be glorified. All the devotees were astonished. Although this boy was only 7 years old and had no education, he had spontaneously composed such a nice verse. So they were all struck with wonder. And then Kaviraj Goswami says,
Chaitanya Prabhure Kripa Mahima Brahmadi Deva Jara Nahi Paya Sima.
This is the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy, which even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot estimate. So this is how young Puridas or Paramananda Das got the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Later, because of his scholarship and his great devotion, he was given the name Kavi Karnapur. Kavi Karnapur's famous books are, of course, the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, that's one of them, in which he has, among other things, given a list of all the devotees who were participating in Gaur Leela, and he has mentioned their names in Krishna Leela. So it is considered a very authoritative book for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Kavi Karnapur has also written another famous book, Anand Vrindavan Champu, which is full of nectar. It contains the various pastimes of Krishna from the 10th canto, right from the beginning till the end, and with beautiful narrations and elaborations on the different pastimes. Very, very poetic and very, very devotional.
Also, he has written the Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka, which we have also quoted in previous days. There is also a work called Chaitanya Charitamrita or Charita Mahakavya, written by him, which is also very famous. Ahanika Kaumudi is another book he wrote, which is a commentary on the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And another book he wrote was the Alankar Kaustubh. Although Kavi Karnapur, as we have discussed, already heard the Krishna mantra from Mahaprabhu, but as was the social custom, he had to take initiation. So he took initiation from a great devotee called Srinath Acharya, who was a priest of Shivananda Sen. And Srinath Acharya was a disciple of Advaita Acharya. He was a branch of the sub-branch of Advaita Acharya. We have all heard of that famous verse, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam. So this verse has been composed by Srinath Acharya, who is a spiritual master of Kavi Karnapur. Surprisingly, although Kavi Karnapur has given the Krishna Leela personalities and of those devotees who participated in Gaur Leela, he has not revealed his own identity there. But nevertheless, other authoritative Vaishnava sources tell us that he is also a gopi, Gunacharya Gopi. But in the Gaur Ganudesha Deepika, he does reveal the identity of his parents. And he says that his father in particular is the combined form of Veera and Duti, who were two gopis in Vrajalila. And another gopi called Bindumati became his mother. So in this way, Kavi Karnapur's scholarship and his devotion has been well recognized. So it was such a glorious family. Shivananda Sen was very, very blessed to have been given such mercy by Mahaprabhu and all the associates. When the devotees from Bengal left for Puri, it was Shivananda Sen's duty to actually take care of them. He was a manager for the entire yatra. He was the in charge. Advaita Acharya was a spiritual inspiration on the yatra. They all gathered around him, and devotees came in from different villages like Sri Khanda and so on. And they had all brought with them many, many home-cooked foodstuffs, which they knew would please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much. And they would come to then Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen was well aware of the roads from Bengal to Orissa, and he would guide them along the way. He would take care of the taxes to be paid at the various toll booths. He would pay the taxes himself. He would arrange for the prasadam for all the devotees. He would also make sure that the residences were arranged nicely for the devotees. And in this way, Shivananda Sen performed such valuable service for all the devotees. And he happily participated and went along with them in the yatra. So, management is nothing new. It's not that it's an ISKCON creation. Sometimes we tend to distinguish between management and other things. But actually, we can see that unless there is some management, Krishna conscious activity cannot go on nicely. If there is always disturbance because of there being not good management, then everybody's Krishna consciousness is affected so much. But Shivananda Sen was an expert manager, and he would take care of all the devotees so nicely. He would make sure that there was no shortfall, there was no lack of anything for all the devotees. And because he served the devotees in this capacity so nicely, Mahaprabhu was certainly pleased with him. And this year also, in the third year, Kaviraj Goswami says,
When Shivananda Sen went with all the devotees, many of the ladies also accompanied them in this yatra. Srimati Sita Devi, the wife of Advaita Acharya, Srimati Malini Devi, the wife of Shivas Thakur, even Shivananda Sen's wife, Acharya Ratna's wife, they all accompanied. And even young Chaitanya Das, the eldest son of Shivananda Sen, he also came along. And when they reached, at one particular time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Shivananda Sen that here is Vasudeva Datta, who hails from your village, Kumarhatta. He is poor. He is a great devotee, but he is poor. But at the same time, he is very liberal-minded. And therefore, whatever he receives by way of income, he spends it all. As a result, there is no balance left. And because he is a grihastha and he doesn't have any savings, he is not able to maintain his family nicely. So I would like you to manage his affairs. Take care of his incomes and expenditures. And protect him. And make sure that his affairs are adjusted very nicely. If a grihastha does not save, then he has difficulty maintaining his family later on. So Mahaprabhu advised Shivananda Sen, who was also not only a great devotee but also worldly wise. And he handed over Vasudeva Datta to the care of Shivananda Sen. So helping devotees out in even such respects, it does not conflict with the principles of devotional service if we are living a simple life. Devotees need not live extravagant lives. The more extravagant we'll try to make our life, the more complicated it becomes. No doubt, in every situation in life there is need for money, but we must always remember that the ultimate goal of life is Krishna consciousness. And therefore, our economic development program must be made very simple. The more we try to earn, the more complicated our life becomes and the more anxiety we create for ourselves, which disturbs our peaceful execution of Krishna consciousness, especially our chanting of the holy name. So it is proper for devotees to reduce risk in their life, risk which is unnecessary, and be content with what Providence has given. Shivananda Sen was very expert. He must have been quite wealthy because he would sponsor all the devotees in the yatra to Puri. Because many of the devotees were very poor and they were all simple villagers. Although they were exalted souls, they were eternal associates of the Lord. So we shouldn't consider them to be just ordinary villagers. But nevertheless, from a material point of view, they were very simple and poor. So Mahaprabhu entrusted the responsibility to look after them to Shivananda Sen. And he gave the order to Shivananda Sen that every year you bring these devotees to Gundicha festival and you take care of their maintenance. We would like to see that they are all very nicely protected and maintained by you. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has narrated another wonderful pastime that took place on the journey one time from Bengal to Puri. As usual, Shivananda Sen was busy in making all the arrangements, and he was helping the devotees move along, arranging for the prasadam, accommodation and so on. Devotees from other places like Kulinagram, Sri Khanda had also come carrying their various offerings to be given to Mahaprabhu. And in the process he saw that a dog had somehow come along into the party of devotees. It was a stray dog that was somehow or other wandering here and there. And when the dog saw this group of devotees, which was fairly large, moving onwards, the dog decided to accompany the devotees. When Shivananda Sen saw this, he allowed the dog to come along. And he saw that the dog was always sticking with the devotees, never moving away from the devotees. That's a great quality actually, even among human beings. So what to speak of a dog? To always try to stay in the association of devotees and not to move out and associate with non-devotees is a great quality. It means that we are fixed up and we want only Krishna and nothing else, because only in the association of devotees can we get Krishna. We cannot get Krishna in the association of non-devotees. So somehow or other, if we can simply stick to the association of devotees without committing offenses, and we chant our rounds and stay in an attitude of service, in a service mode, then our success is assured. So Shivananda Sen was very happy to see this dog coming along. He was seeing with transcendental vision that here was a spirit soul who somehow or other has become very attracted to devotees and is unwilling to leave devotee association. In those days, since there was no proper mode of transportation, the devotees all would have to walk down. So it must have been many days that the dog accompanied the group of devotees. And he practically lived with them. I also have personal experience of a dog who would come to a particular place in Bombay where on every Friday there was a satsang program, a congregational program in one residential locality. And this program has been going on for many years. And from one day, one stray dog came along. He would come on Friday. He would come there just a few minutes before the arati began. Actually, this particular congregational devotee, he had a garage for his car. But he didn't use it as a garage. He converted the garage into a temple. It's a very nice temple, although it was small. But devotees would gather inside the temple and the others would spill outside into the compound of the building. And this dog would come every Friday just before the Sandhya Arati and he would sit outside. Of course, he was not allowed inside the temple. So he would sit outside in the compound of the building very quietly. And he would remain there and he would stay right through the lecture. And he was listening very attentively. Normally dogs are very restless. If you notice how a dog behaves, he's always moving around, moving his head, moving his ears here and there, getting up, sometimes sitting down, sometimes walking hither and thither. But this dog used to sit very quietly in one place without moving, without being restless. And only when he had received prasadam after the whole program was over, then he would leave from there. There were times when this particular devotee or others would forget to keep some prasadam for him and he wouldn't leave. And when this devotee was cleaning up after all the devotees had left, winding up the whole program, removing everything, keeping everything in its proper place and so on, and then he would suddenly notice his dog was still here and he would remember that the dog had not been fed prasadam. So then he would hurriedly bring prasadam, the dog would be satisfied and he would leave. And this would happen continuously, day after day. It happened every Friday for years together. This dog would come only at this time and leave exactly after the satsang was over. And no one ever saw him in that locality. Nobody knew where he came from and where he disappeared after the satsang was over. So everybody, it became a big topic of discussion amongst the devotees. So who is this dog? Something special for sure. We could not understand. Also, there are times when we notice. One time I was sitting in a garden, it was some kind of a park garden really, it was just an open field. And I had gone to chant some rounds. And there some stray dogs came along. And I was a little cautious because sometimes it's a little dark and you have these stray dogs coming at you along. So there's always a possibility they may come and bite you. So I was thinking, well, now my chanting is spoiled because half my mental energy is going to be on what these dogs are doing here in front of me. So the other dogs left. They got quite bored with my chanting. But this one dog remained. The others went over here and there. This one dog just sat down. There was a bench there and I was sitting on the bench and this dog just sat down right next to me, close. And then he put his ears up. And I had about 8 to 10 rounds to chant. And all for the 10 rounds he remained right there sitting. So we can see these are experiences I'm sure all of us have to some of the greater or lesser degree, which shows that Krishna consciousness really transcends our body. We don't know what kind of souls or what kind of devotional backgrounds different living entities have, even though they may not be in human bodies right now. There are so many examples of great devotees who were not in human bodies. It's all over the scriptures, in the Mahabharata, Ramayana, and the Srimad Bhagavatam as well. Although the dog is generally considered a very sinful creature, Prabhupada says in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the dog is the number one non-devotee. Say, why is that? Because he offends even the tulasi plant. Because the dog, whenever he sees a tree or a plant, he passes water. So even on a tulasi plant, he doesn't discriminate and he passes water. So Prabhupada says that those who are non-devotees are dog-like. By Mahaprabhu's mercy, even the doggish non-devotees can become devotees of the Lord. He quotes Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So devotees in general, the dogs in general, are considered non-devotees, quite sinful. And to get a dog's birth is not at all a good thing. But nonetheless, we see here, in cases like this, where Shivananda Sen had made the dog the object of his mercy, then what happened to this dog later? This dog, because he was following, he must have been eating prasadam. He must have been constantly hearing the chanting, because as the devotees were walking on the procession, they were chanting naturally. And he must have got the merciful glances of so many devotees who must have appreciated the Krishna consciousness of this dog. And he must have had so much prasadam. So along the way, they came to a river. And at the river, the boatman refused to take the dog in. So Shivananda Sen was unhappy. So Kaviraj Goswami says that he offered the boatman an extra 10 pana of corn shells to take the dog across the river. Srila Prabhupada in the purport makes a nice analysis of the currencies. He says how many little corn shells make a bigger unit of currency and bigger and so on, and all comes to one paisa. And he says that he has nostalgic memories. He says, even 30 years ago, he says, I remember that with one paisa, we could buy vegetables that could feed the family for the whole day. Even 30 years ago, Prabhupada says. And in the early days, in those days, he says, it was the one paisa could go a long way. Nowadays, most people haven't even seen a one paisa coin. So in those days it was quite a princely sum to give for carrying a dog across the river. So Shivananda Sen did so, and the dog came. And in this way the journey went on. One day when Shivananda Sen was detailed at a toll gate as he was negotiating the toll taxes to pay and so on, his servant forgot to give the dog his daily quota of cooked rice. So they were taking really good care of him, giving him cooked rice and everything. And at night when Shivananda Sen returned and was taking his prasadam, he inquired from his servant, have you given the dog his meals? And the servant said, oh no, I forgot. So then Shivananda Sen was very unhappy. And he immediately sent 10 men in different directions to search for this dog. The men searched everywhere, but they could not find the dog. So Shivananda Sen did not take his prasadam. He fasted for the whole night. And in the morning as well, they looked for the dog everywhere, but they could not find him. In this way, all the Vaishnavas became very unhappy, because now it was not only Shivananda Sen, but all the devotees had become attached to this dog. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that Shivananda Sen's attachment to the dog was a great boon for that animal. The dog appears to have been a street dog. Since it naturally began to follow Shivananda Sen while he was going to Jagannath Puri with his party, he accepted it into his party and maintained it in the same way. He was maintaining the other devotees. So therefore, Prabhupada says that somehow or other, because his dog got the mercy of a devotee, he was delivered. And Prabhupada says that this is our motto also. Somehow or other, we should just stay with the devotees and get their mercy.
Tumi to thakure, tumara kukure, boliya jana hamore.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the Sharanagati prayers that please, O great Vaishnava Thakur, know me to be your dog. Elsewhere also Srila Prabhupada says that the neck beads, the tulasi neck beads that we wear, are like the dog's collar. How do you distinguish a stray dog from a dog who has a master? If the dog has a collar, then you can understand he has a master. And if he doesn't have a collar, you can understand it's a stray dog. So in the same way, Prabhupada said one time that this kanti mala, the tulasi neck beads that we wear, they signify that we are Krishna's dogs, so to speak. We are Krishna's pet dogs. And it's our glory to serve Krishna in this way. Earlier also, one time we were talking about Sanath and Anath. Anath means one who has no Nath, no master, no lord, no protector. Like an orphan, like the urchins who loiter on the streets. And Sanath means one who is safe and secure under the shelter of a very benevolent protector and a master. So devotees of the Lord are Sanath, because they are constantly being protected by Krishna in all circumstances. And the non-devotees are constantly in anxiety because they have no protector, they have no master. And they are always trying various means, devising various means to protect themselves, but they can never be successful. Whereas a devotee's life is always successful. So then, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are many instances, other instances, in which the pet animal of a Vaishnava was delivered back home, back to Vaikuntha Loka, back to Godhead. Such is the benefit of somehow or other becoming the favorite of a Vaishnava. There is no harm in taking birth again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Our only desire should be to take birth under the care of a Vaishnava. That's all we need. And then Prabhupada gives a little bit of an autobiography here. He reflects on his own life and his own good fortune. And he says, fortunately, we had the opportunity to be born of a Vaishnava father who took care of us very nicely. He prayed to Srimati Radharani that in future we would become a servant of the eternal consort of Sri Krishna. Thus, somehow or other, we are now engaged in that service. Prabhupada is talking about himself. We may conclude that even as dogs, we must take shelter of a Vaishnava. The benefit will be the same as that which accrues to an advanced devotee under a Vaishnava's care. Rather astonishing statement, isn't it? Even as dogs, we must take shelter of a Vaishnava. And such a dog will get the same benefit that an advanced Vaishnava will get if he is under the shelter of a Vaishnava. So then we can imagine that those who don't take shelter of the devotees and Krishna,
by the natural corollary or the logical conclusion of this statement is that they are not even on the platform of animals. So it is indeed an extraordinary gift of Krishna to the humans, to the world at large. That is the association of devotees. So we must always take this very seriously. There is always a risk that familiarity may breed contempt. And in the course of our everyday dealings, there may be some differences and there may be some heartburns. But we must try to see that this is so valuable, this association of devotees, that somehow or other, despite all odds, we must continue to take shelter of devotees, because this is the only way. There is no other way. Time and time again, we hear and read about this in our scriptures. This dog was extraordinarily fortunate because he had the combined mercy and affection of all the Vaishnavas in that trip, which the number was very large. So the devotees were anxious. They didn't know what to do. And they walked on towards Puri. Finally they reached Jagannath Puri, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them as usual. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with them to see Lord Jagannath in the temple, and then he also took lunch in their company on that day. And then, as previously, the Lord provided them with all of them with residential quarters. And the next morning all the devotees came to see the Lord, to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And lo and behold, what do they see there? They see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting there nicely and he's feeding that same dog with coconut pulp prasadam with his own lotus hands. Ashiya dekhila shabe shei to kukure Prabhu pashe boshi ache kichu alpo dure. When all the devotees came to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw the same dog sitting a little apart from the Lord. Prasadanari kela shasya dena philana Ramakrishna Hari koha bolena hasiya. Furthermore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing remnants of green coconut pulp to the dog. Smiling in his own way, he was saying to the dog, "Chant the holy names of Ram, Krishna and Hari." So what was the dog doing? Did he chant or didn't he chant? What would he think? He chanted, yes. That's what Kaviraj Goswami says. Shasya khaye kukur Krishna kohe bara bara Dekhi alokere mane hoilo chamatkara. Seeing the dog eating the green coconut pulp and chanting Krishna Krishna again and again, all the devotees present were very surprised. Of course, the dog was chanting in his own way, but he was still chanting Krishna. Krishna could understand. So we may chant in different ways, but Krishna understands. He is Bhavagrahi Janardana. He understands the mood of the devotee. One time, one devotee was narrating the story of another devotee who came to Krishna consciousness by reading Prabhupada's books. But after he got the book, he didn't meet devotees for several years. But he had begun chanting, because he read that in the book, and he was so faithful that he began to chant. But because he had never heard anyone chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra before, he didn't know how to pronounce the words. So he thought, H-A-R-E, Hare means hair. So he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But that doesn't mean that his chanting was not accepted by the Lord. Because Mahaprabhu says the Lord is Bhavagrahi Janardana. He accepts our mood of devotion. Srila Prabhupada also mentions elsewhere that if a small child is crying for the mother, but the child doesn't pronounce the word mother properly, if there is some error in the pronunciation or some mistake, does it mean the mother will not respond when the child cries? The mother understands when the child is crying for her, and the mother will immediately go. Similarly, the Lord understands the genuine cry of the devotee for Him, and He reciprocates
according to the intensity of the prayer of the devotees. If we are very casual in our prayer, then Krishna will also be a little casual in coming. He will take a little time to come. But if we cry intensely, in proportion to the intensity of our feeling, then Krishna comes that much sooner. Reminds me of a little story that one time when this child fell down from the bed onto the ground and started crying very loudly, the mother came running. And in order to pacify the child, she gave the child a sweet. So the child was very happy to receive the sweet. And then the child figured with his own little intelligence that this is a good way to get some sweet. So he again started, he did a little bit of drama, and although he didn't fall down, but he started crying again. But this time the mother did not come. And the mother came, she took her time to come. And then the child asked, "Why did you not come this time?" So she replied, "The first time you cried, you were crying for me, so I came quickly. The second time you were crying for not for me, but for the sweet. So I took my time because I was busy." So the mood or the spirit of devotion is more important. Of course, having said that, we should also try to pronounce the Mahamantra very clearly and hear very attentively. Despite the fact that even if we do not pronounce correctly, we still get the benefit. There is some namabhas there. Even unknowingly, if somebody chants, there is benefit. But nevertheless, for those who are serious to progress in the path of Krishna consciousness, it is necessary to pronounce every word of the Mahamantra very carefully and to hear every syllable very carefully, very attentively. So the dog was chanting in his own language. Krishna understands all languages, so he understood the language of the dogs and he was reciprocating. And then Shivananda Sen was very overjoyed to see this dog. Shivananda kukkur dekhi dandavat koila dainya kori nija aparadha kshamaila. Shivananda, when he saw that the dog was sitting in that way and chanting the name of Krishna, Shivananda, because of his natural humility, immediately offered his obeisances to the dog just to counteract his offenses to it. Very remarkable. So in Krishna consciousness, we do not know who is who. So we should always be very careful. Someone may be a very new devotee who has just come in, and we may be 20 years, 30 years, 40 years in the movement, but we don't know who this person is who has just come. And we don't know who will go back sooner to Godhead. We don't know the history of each jiva in the previous lives and what devotional services they have rendered. Aradina kehatar dekha na paila siddha deha pana kukur vaikunthe the gela. The next day, no one saw that dog, for it had obtained its spiritual body and had departed for Vaikuntha, the spiritual kingdom. So the dog had gone back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada says here in the purports, this is the result of sadhu sangha, consequent association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and promotion back home, back to Godhead. This result is possible even for a dog by the mercy of the Vaishnava. Therefore, everyone in the human form of life should be induced to associate with the devotees. By rendering a little service, even by eating prasadam, what to speak of chanting and dancing, everyone can be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. And then, Prabhupada gives all of us, devotees of ISKCON, an instruction. What is that instruction? It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community become pure Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada's instruction to all of us is that we should become pure devotees, so that by their mercy, all the people of the world will be transferred to Vaikuntha Loka even without their knowledge. Everyone should be given a chance to take prasadam and thus be induced to chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, and also dance in ecstasy. By these three processes, although performed without knowledge or education, even an animal went back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada also mentions in another place that there were many cats and dogs even in Shivas Thakur's household, which was a joint family, big household. So these animals used to come around in the courtyards. So all those animals were also delivered and they went back home, back to Godhead. Actually, according to the Dharma Shastra, it is said that we shouldn't keep dogs in the house, inside the house, because a dog doesn't follow principles of shuchi, of purity and cleanliness. And the dog may contaminate anything, especially if there's worship of the Lord going on within the house, then it will not be possible to maintain some standard of purity within the house. But nevertheless, the Shastras do say that even though we shouldn't take the dog inside the house itself, but we can protect the animals from outside. We can feed them, we can protect them. We should protect all living entities. The people should feed the animals in the fields as they're wandering around. But we shouldn't bring them into the house. And then Kaviraj Goswami says, Aisha divya lila kare shachiranandan kukurake krishna kaha korila mochan. Such are the transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shachi. He even delivered a dog simply by inducing it to chant the Mahamantra Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu, when he was in his tour of South India, what to speak of delivering a dog, he even delivered trees. When Lord Ramachandra was in South India, in Kishkindha Kshetra, and he wanted to strike an alliance of friendship with Sugriva, the king of the monkeys, Sugriva wanted to test him to see whether he was really strong. And he asked him to do something extraordinary. And one of the things that Lord Ramachandra did was, he took off a bow from his quiver, and he shot it through 7 palm trees. The arrow went through 1 palm tree, then the next, and in this way it went through all the 7 palm trees. It went down into the surface of the earth, went down into Patala Loka, the lowermost planetary system, and came up all the way and returned into Lord Ramachandra's quiver. Then Sugriva understood that this was sufficient evidence that Lord Ram was quite powerful. So those 7 trees were still there when Gauranga Mahaprabhu visited Kishkindha Kshetra in his South India Yatra. And Kaviraj Goswami describes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that he embraced these 7 trees. And simply by his divine embrace, those 7 palm trees went back to Godhead. They disappeared from the face of the earth in their physical form. And they returned in their spiritual bodies back to Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world. So we see that Krishna consciousness, although we hear time and time again that Krishna consciousness, this is a special prerogative of human life, that only in human life we can perfect our Krishna consciousness, but we see that the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Krishna is so powerful that even animals and birds and plants and can all be delivered. So this is some inspiration for us to take the process of Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. Shivananda Sen Mahashay ki jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Premanande. So are there any questions or comments? What? That will be tomorrow. Dadu is mentioning some other pastime which will be discussed tomorrow. Any other question? Yes.
Yes, Shivananda Sen is headed to the north, but we can see another path. Parthavaran is headed to the deep. But how it is different? Like, he is also
Yes, actually, I forgot to mention this in the lecture because I was anticipating this question. The question is that here we see Shivananda said was attached to a dog, and the dog was attached, or the dog was delivered because of the mercy of the devotees and the Lord. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the story of Maharaj Bharat, who became attached to a deer. And neither was the deer delivered, nor the king. In fact, the king fell down from his spiritual practice. The difference is that Maharaj Bharat's attachment was mundane, and Shivananda Sen's attachment was completely spiritual. Although Maharaj Bharat was on an elevated platform of devotional service, Prabhupada says it is the stage of bhava, bhava bhakti. Nevertheless, he fell down from his position. The attachment that he had for this deer made him neglect his devotional practices. That is a symptom of whether any attachment is material or spiritual. If an attachment is genuinely spiritual, then it will only enhance our devotional practices, and we will become much more Krishna conscious. If some attachment is mundane, eventually it will tell on our sadhana, on our consciousness. So Maharaj Bharat's attachment being mundane, he didn't see the deer in connection with Krishna. He was just glorifying the deer for how sweet it was looking and how glorious it was and how beautiful it was and everything. Whereas Shivananda Sen's vision was that here is a devotee of the Lord. Somehow or other this soul has got this dog's body. But nonetheless, this dog has taken shelter of all of us. So it is our duty to protect him and to give him Krishna consciousness to make sure he also goes back to Godhead. So therefore, Shivananda Sen's attachment was spiritual. Having said that, we should be careful also to not become attached like this to animals, because there is every risk that if we are not on the platform of Shivananda Sen, our attachment may also tend to become material. Therefore, it is not a good habit for devotees to keep pets in the house. And Prabhupada cautions many times that people keep dogs and cats in their home because they have no affectionate relationships with others, and they can't affectionately relate to machines, so they have to have some living entity. So they keep large numbers of animals in their homes, and it's a big risk because then they will die being attached to them and thinking of these animals and get an animal birth in the next life. So even if we have to make any animal the object of our compassion, we should be very careful that our consciousness is proper and that we are doing it in the right intention, and that our motivation is proper. Yes.
Could you relate the story in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was small, he brought his pups to his house to keep as he wanted to play with them. And then his mother, as he went to take back Mother Sachi, shooed away the pups.
So Parikshit is saying about, mentioning briefly about the pastime in which Nimai, as a child, brought in two pups into the house, and Shachi Mata was horrified and she immediately moved out those two pups. But even that much of association was sufficient for those two dogs. And you're sure they went back home, back to Godhead, having been personally contacted and touched by the lotus hands of the Lord. There was no way they would take birth again in this material world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
Is it possible that the same pups going to the big dog later? It's quite possible.
Dog Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Loka.